Hello, I'm Dan Horner from the St Emmeline's Blog and Podcast. I work as a consultant in emergency and intensive care medicine in a large teaching hospital and major trauma centre in the UK. One of the limitations to this study is the lack of independent adjudication. Although mortality is a hard outcome, the authors refer to deaths from sepsis throughout the manuscript. It's easy to see how authors so passionate about a treatment may allow subconscious or conscious bias to affect their data extraction and the categorisation of their outcomes. In addition, whilst not really a limitation, it's worth noting that there is no cost-effectiveness data behind this study. When a condition like sepsis affects 15 to 19 million people globally, as pointed out in the introduction, any intervention is going to be expensive when applied liberally, even if it's cheap. I will not be changing my practice to include this intervention until I've seen evidence that this effect can be consistently replicated at different sites by different operators in a generalisable cohort of patients. This evidence doesn't necessarily need to be a large double-blinded RCT across multiple countries in my eyes. Thematic observational work would really interest me on this because it's an enticing therapy, but each new study would need critical appraisal just like this one, and only when a consensus of thematic work has built would I be content to change my practice.